Utah Senator Orrin Hatch says he believes the presidential election will be close, but is urging Utah Republicans to deliver the state for Donald Trump. KUER's Julia Ritchie has the latest in the battle for Utah's electoral votes.
Senator Hatch made a last-minute appearance at a rally today in the rotunda of the state capitol, organized by the Utah GOP and Donald Trump's local campaign. In brief remarks, Hatch told the crowd of about 100 that while independent candidate Evan McMullen seemed like a, quote, nice man, a vote for him was tantamount to a vote for Hillary Clinton. Hatch told reporters afterward he believes Republicans are wavering because of Trump's flamboyant personality.
But some Utahns, have held against him some of the problems of the past. Well, all I can say is I've seen an evolution of Donald Trump since I first got on the campaign trail with all these people. And it's been an evolution for the better.
It was a rainy day of dueling campaign events in Salt Lake on Tuesday, as Utah's battleground status has sent a flood of attention to the state just weeks before Election Day.
Utah's a battleground state!
Yes, it is.
Utah Democrats held their own early morning press conference for a Get Out the Vote event at the Salt Lake County Clerk's Office, featuring actor Sean Astin, better known as Samwise Gamgee from the Lord of the Rings movies.
I'm an actor. Our job is to care. We're sort of professional caring people. But I watch the news and I think, I wish there was something I could do to help. And there is. Nothing has the power to help people like the federal government.
Astin says Clinton will help families through her policies, such as protecting Pell Grants and providing universal pre-kindergarten. The last few polls show Clinton, McMullen, and Trump in a three-way battle, with Trump narrowly leading with a little more than 30% of the vote. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.